Krishna was waiting to hear your song. I like her. I always remember anywhere. I want to hear this tune, but they sing, but not.
They cannot sing like you, nobody.
Also, Krishna will come, not alone. And she will tell Radha, oh, how sweet she is singing. And very soon they will take you in their company. Be strong and you should try to sing your songs in their company. But very strong. Don't give a little bit of your senses, heart, remembering nothing to others. Totally giving to Krishna. In this world, all wants to cheat each other. Don't believe. Krishna is very merciful. Oh, he is powerful to support, nourish us also. Don't. So, yesterday in my class, I was telling that we should try to control our senses, control our walk vague,
speech,
krodh vague, man vague, jiva udharupast. All the problems we are calling by this because we don't want to control. So, we should try to control. But you should know that you can control your air. How? How to control? For 1,000 years, any yogi can do like this. No air. Like Dhruva did it for 3-4 months. Oh, Kashyap, Aditi, they did for thousands of years. No air, totally. Can you? 1 minute? Very hard. Though we can control. But it is very hard to control mind. When, where, how, it goes here, there. Very hard to control. Only it can be controlled. only. That if you are engaging your all senses, all modes, everything, in chanting, remembering, and serving Krishna, this hand cannot chant, not remember, not meditate, then what he should do? Always engage in the service of Guru, Vaishnava and Hari. How? Oh, you can broom. You can cut vegetables. You can marketing. You can do pranam.
Clean utensils, cooking.
Oh, cooking, so many interests. And feet, and traveling in association, for association in Vrindavan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giri Raj, Govardhan, or not then, in the here, to market here and there going. Anyhow you can engage. Then can be engaged always in chanting Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and to glorify Vaishnavas. Not in criticizing Vaishnavas. In any way, you should not criticize anyone. Let them do. There are so many. They have no other job. Not to chant, remember, not to come here. or they may be here and there, only 1 inch from here. But they have no time to come and to hear all these things. Chattering, pattering, and criticize Vaishnavas. Don't come in this association. They will do. You should not do. What do? Chanting, remember. Engage. If you have no, nothing to do, then mix chawal and dal together. And Hare Krishna, and again, separate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Even not, you have no time. Oh, please tell me. Krishna was very loyal. But we know that he is supreme personality of God. Why he did so? Why he danced with so many ladies of other wives? Why he did so? Oh, why he is so? Can you prove? Can you tell me that he is supreme personality of Godhead? I want to hear this. Like Parikshit Maharaj. And here. So make something. Create something. Like Pandavas. They created their problems. Why? That Krishna will come and save. And he will be with us. And we will have occasion to serve him. So knowingly they did. They knew the fruit of gambling. They knew. But even they. And they kept Draupadi on.
Beat.
And knowingly they were defeated. Why? They created. Krishna was Dwarka. They were calling Krishna. But Krishna was telling them, you are okay, I know, so you should be here. Then they created this. And thus, oh, Jarasandha is coming. Oh, this person is coming. So they used to create so many things. Why? Oh, that we will serve Krishna. So Krishna has given you all, so many intelligence to create all these things, to serve Vaishnava, to chant Krishna, to remember Krishna. So by this, if you are engaging your whole senses, not only one, all, in different kinds of items, then you can control. You cannot control. The Hari Katha, remembrance of Krishna are very powerful. Oh, they will control very easily. Because you have no time for that. Oh, this is the best way. I never did anything to control my senses. Never. What I did and doing. Always engaging. But in any service, 24 hours, I try. So you should try to follow. Don't look after how to manage our livelihood or this thing. Oh, Krishna will arrange. He has arranged. If you are doing nothing, chanting, remember, whole day, then Anya, what that is sloka of Bhagavad Gita. Ananyaschintu mang je jana parjupasate tesham nitya abhijuktanam. If you are not trying like this, oh, your senses will go. They will make you upset. You cannot do anything. You are bound to follow your mind, which is not controlled. And thus they will take you to hell. So I'm seeing, looking here and there. Those who are not like this, they are going. Atyahara prayasasya prajalpavaniyamagra janasangasya laulancha sarve bhakti vinashyati. Atyahara. Oh, you should do. Atyaharam prayasasya.
Atyahara.
Not to me, to others. I know you. And for yourself, to your mind and to all. Quickly.
This verse is given by Sri Rupa Goswami Pada and Sri Rupa Deshamrita describing the six things which destroy bhakti, the six things which should be avoided at all costs. Atyahara, priyasascha. Atyahara means over-collecting, isn't it? Over-collecting more funds than necessary. Over-eating more than necessary to maintain this body. Always thinking money, 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 brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Trying to collect more and more, and this way bhakti is destroyed. Priyasascha, over-endeavoring for mundane things which are very difficult to acquire. If we should understand that everything is coming just due to our past activities, so no need to over-endeavor. For example, how much do we need to eat, how much I need. We should not over-endeavor, but we should not under-endeavor. For example, now we are not liberated souls, so if we don't have some accommodation or we don't have enough to eat, our bodies and mind will become disturbed and our bhajan will be destroyed. So we should always have enough to maintain our bhajan, but not so much that I have to over-endeavor day and night. I have no time for chanting, no time for remembering, no time for Hari.
No, don't quarrel for
money, food.
Especially. Or tasteful prasadam I will take. And others should be given to devotees. Not like this. Oh, delicious food should be given to?
Vaishnavas.
Only to maintain life. So, we should do.
Then Sri Rupa Goswami also mentioning prajapa, meaning don't engage in mundane talks unrelated to the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. Siddha Raghunath Das Goswami describing that urge to talk prajapa is like a prostitute which steals the good intelligence of the jiva. That mati or intelligence which is directed to the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava is good intelligence and that will liberate it. Krishna says in Gita, the mind is best friend and worst enemy.
Especially lady devotees, when they will be assembled, one, no harm. But if two, what they will do? Oh, how is your husband? What doing? So many talks will come. They cannot
stop
and chant alone. I'm not telling to all, but generally like this. Also, the persons who are not pure devotees, always chattering about. They will not ask any question of Krishna, regarding Krishna, Gita, Bhagavad. Oh, they will. Oh, so many things. Oh, I have so many problems, Prabhu. What to do? So many these things. So we should not try to do. We should be very careful. These are our enemies.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna says in Gita, Machita Margara Pranabhariyantas Parasparam Katamritas Chamamitam Tasyanticharam Anticharam. So this is the most important sloka in Bhagavad Gita. The devotees, always they talk about me, about my naam, rup, guna, and lila. In this way, automatically, bacha vegam, the speech will be controlled. Jiva vegam, the tongue will be controlled and all our urges will go far away. That time, we leave Harikata, isn't it? That time is a very dangerous time. That day where there's no Harikata is a very bad day, isn't it? So always we have a bad tendency when we come, we tend to talk about materialistic things because we're enjoyers, one attracts like, isn't it? A magnet always attracts iron. So if we are Krishna consciousness, one magnet people coming, we will engage each other in Harikata, isn't it? So always try to avoid bad association. Bad association means those people come and destroy my bhajan by not engaging me in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. So Mark Guru said, Asat Sangha Tyagya Vaishnava Chastri Sangha Eka Saru Krishna Bhakta. So we have to be very careful, even amongst, isn't it, God brothers, God sisters, those, they may be, isn't it, related to us by medium of the Guru, but if they come and talk prajalpa and nonsense things, then I should leave them far away. So the worst type of prajalpa is that talk that derides the service of Vaishnavas and derides the glories of Vaishnavas. Jana Sangha means we should always. Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha has two meanings. I should never neglect the rules and regulations of bhakti. Shruti smriti puranadi pancharattika vidabina ekantika horayu bhakti utpale ne kalpate, isn't it? And unless you follow the rules and regulations of Shruti smriti and Bhagavat, bhakti shastras, then bhakti cannot be attained, one-pointed bhakti. So many people think, oh yes, bhakti is in my astrology chart, it will come automatically. I don't need to follow rules and regulations because now I'm Raghunuga Bhakta like this. Many people thinking like that, should they leave the rules and regulations of Shastra and Bhakti? So to those people, Bhakti will never come in millions of lifetimes.
Especially try to tell your own mind. Like Raghunath Das Goswami.
Yeah, we're very quick to chastise others, but very slow to chastise our own self. So we should be very hard on each. We should be very hard on ourselves and very hard on our own faults. We should be very soft with others. Another type of niyamagraha means over-endeavoring to follow the rules and regulations, but not understanding why I'm following rules and regulations. So there's two types of seva.
So you should hear, and I am going to do something more.
And all life, they should be together.
Enlightened. And those who are not married, they are very strong. Where is Mathuranath Prabhu?
He's here.
Oh. And where is
Chandrakala?
Or what is her name, King?
Chandrakala.
Chandrakala, where?
Yeah.
Yes, oh. Do you know Mathuranath Prabhu?
Yes.
How?
He gave us a ride from the airport and he also gave us a ride this morning. And I've known him since last time we were in Molamba.
Anything more?
He's very nice devotee. Oh, very nice devotee.
Very nice devotees. You know Mathuranath? No?
The Mundra born Pandit.
I thought that. You thought that? You were born Pandit. I am
more attracted to Brajna.
What?
Mother from the Mathura.
You know? Do you know her? Oh, Chandra Kala and Mathura Nati, you know?
Yes.
But?
She's a very, very nice.
How?
She is a very humble devotee.
And?
Very humble and always trying to please you.
You know?
Yeah, they are very, very dear to you. Very dear to you.
Oh, they're so humble and so much given their hearts to me. They don't take anything. One pies, one farthing, one